calling Family First. Ms. Valeria speaking.
Hi, Ms. Valerie. This is Jill Williams.
Hi, Jill. How may I help you today?
Good. So I opened up the part to submit the timesheet for the week, but I forgot how you said the week goes. So I've got all the information filled in except for the shift.
The shift? You don't remember the shift?
You said it's by the week, so this week timesheet needs to go in before tomorrow. I mean, I don't know how it goes.
Oh, okay.
So when timesheet.
Correct, yes. The timesheet should be sent by Monday noon. In this case, due to we pay on Friday from Monday to Sunday, the most important timesheet that I need is February the 1st. Because the 1st will be paid this coming Friday. So you have to submit the 1st and the 2nd, those shift.
Wait a minute, then I'm confused. You said the week go Monday through Sunday?
Monday, yes.
So my Monday started what, January 26th?
This Monday will be paid next week.
Right, but I'm submitting my timesheet. So, how many days go on my timesheet so I can submit it?
The 1st, February the 1st.
Only.
Last Sunday.
Only the 1st.
Yes.
Okay, so only the 1st. So then my next timesheet should have from the 2nd to the 8th.
Only for the 2nd, because yesterday you clock in and today also. When you clock in,
right, I'm saying if I work all week. I'm just using this for an example so I can know how to do it. So my next timesheet when I'm trying to get paid, it would be from February the 2nd to February the 8th. Is that correct?
Correct, yes, and so on. You're right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I'm doing that part right. Okay, I got that now. Now I'm only doing February the 1st. So in that date, I hit on the 1st from... And then they ask for the time. It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, I'm almost there. I just want to make sure I can get this 11 a.m. 4 p.m. And then the type of service, it stay PAS?
PAS.
It stay there. Okay, and I ticked all the spots. I put his name in. He signed it. Today, put my name in. I signed it. Provider signature. What goes
that,
there?
That you can avoid that part.
Okay, I agree. Second, I don't see a box for it. Now it's ready to be submitted?
Yes, click on submit it so I can check if I got it.
I submitted it. So thank you for filling out your form. Your response has been recorded.
I received it. Thank you. Yes.
I did everything right? Check it out real quick.
Yes, you did it perfect. If you can, you can fill it out also for the 2nd, and that's it.
But does it, you have to do it each day like that? Or just wait until the whole week?
Okay, you have until Monday noon. Just keep in mind you only have to fill it out for the 2nd. Okay, only one timesheet for the 2nd.
And then I do one for the 3rd, one for the 4th, like that?
No, because you already clock in and clock out. You already use the app. So that's the way that we view the visit, when you use the app. You know?
No, I don't understand you. I'm sorry. I'm lost now.
The timesheets are only necessary when you don't have the app. So you just... was able to use the app yesterday, Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So starting yesterday, the timesheet won't be necessary.
Oh, so just do my regular thing, sign, clock in, clock out.
Correct.
Okay, so I do need to do another one for Monday because I got you. Wasn't able to clock in on Monday.
Correct.
So I'm going to do another one. Do the same thing, but do it for Monday.
Correct. The same thing, yes.
Exactly same thing, okay. That shouldn't take long. He's here. I understand that. I'm sorry. I was so confused with that. I'm like, well, why am I doing? Okay,
no,
hold on. I'm almost finished. Service location. Okay, so this shift, that was Monday, right? The 2nd?
Monday, correct.
And it was 11 to 4. Now, and I have to ask you a question about that, too. Well, wait a minute, he's finished filling this in. I'm almost done. I've been doing the laundry. I did this. Okay. Oh, no. All right. Participant names. Okay. Sign that again, please. This box here.
It did sound all right.
That's not how you sign off. Yeah. Hey, you gotta do it all over again. Hold on. There you go. I'm sorry, we had to do it over because it just went somewhere. Almost. Okay. Oh, no. All right. This is for me. Okay, the 2nd. She's calling my phone, interrupting. Oh, come on, somebody, I start over again.
Okay,
no, not this time. I got it. I'm almost there.
Okay.
It let me do it. It let me get it this time. I thought I had to start over, but I didn't. My phone. All right. Participant name. Almost there. Today is the 4th. All right, here is me and my signature. Almost there. Today is day 4. And finish. Okay, I just sent it over to you.
Okay, let me check. I got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, love. Have a good day.
Okay.
Oh, no. Quick question.
Go ahead.
So if I have to come at a different time, even though I'm scheduled from 11 to 4, like he has a doctor appointment on Friday.
At what time?
What time is the appointment? Is it still Friday?
9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock. I have to take him out to Lincoln Hall up Philadelphia. Broomar.
Bryn Mawr.
Mm.
Okay, you are supposed to work 5 hours, so you can clock in when you pick the patient at home at 8:30 or 8 or 9. Before
okay.
go to the doctor, you can clock in. The most important here is do the clock in and the clock out from patient address. Okay. In this
okay.
case, the patient has an appointment, so we can adjust the time. So when you get back home, you can clock out. The most important here is clocking in out from patient address. Okay. No outside
yes.
because this is home care. So you
yes.
can clock in when you arrive. At 8
mm-hmm.
or 7 anytime, and then clock
mm-hmm.
out when you come back.
What if it goes over the 5 hours, though?
I can adjust the time.
Okay.
Don't
okay,
worry,
that sounds good. Okay, so just go ahead and do it, clock out anyway. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you
yeah.
so much. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome, Jill. You have a
okay.
good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.